From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Dan Everett is a former missionary turned linguist. He's currently a professor at Illinois State University, but he spent the last 30 years studying the unique language of the Pidaha Indians in northwest Brazil. Everett says the Pidaha converted him from Christianity to a scientific worldview, and he says their language challenges some widely held ideas of human nature and linguistics. Independent producer Robert Pauly explains.
Dan Everett vividly recalls the day in 1977 when he arrived at the village deep in the Brazilian rainforest.
I remember I was sick. I felt horrible. It was extremely hot, surrounded by these people making noises that I knew was a language, but it just didn't make any sense to me at all.
Those noises were Pidaha, spoken by a tiny tribe in the central Amazon and virtually unknown to outsiders. Everett couldn't speak a lick of it. He was a 26-year-old Christian missionary then, eager to bring the word of God to the Pidahas. But first, he'd have to learn their words.
But you start off, maybe pick up a stick. And so I would point to the stick and say to the Pidaha, stick. They would say back to me, I, and I figured that I must mean stick.
Everett had a knack for languages, and after more visits over the next few years, he was conversing with ease. But his proselytizing was going nowhere. When it came to the gospel, the Pidaha had nothing but questions.
A guy died and he came back from the dead? That's amazing. We've never seen anything like that. So what did he tell you when he came back from the dead? Well, I didn't actually see him. And so then they said, well, why are you telling us about it? I mean, you didn't see it and you don't know anybody who saw it. And so they lost interest in the story completely.
The Pidaha, Everett says, are the ultimate empiricists, demanding evidence for every claim. And under their cross-examination, Everett began questioning his own religious beliefs. In the end, it was the Indians who converted the missionary. In the meantime, Dan Everett had also discovered his true calling, linguistics. He went back to school, got a PhD, and he became the recognized authority on Pidaha. Jeff Pullum is professor of linguistics at UC Santa Cruz. He co-edited a standard reference work on Amazonian languages where Dan Everett's early descriptions of Pidaha appeared.
And Dan Everett produced a 210-page chapter for that first volume of the handbook that was really spectacular. It was an impressive piece of work and about a very different and interesting language.
Interesting indeed. Pidaha is unrelated to any known living language. It has only a small number of consonants and vowels, but a rich repertoire of tones and stresses that give it a lilting sing-song quality. In fact, it's often crooned, whistled, and even hummed.
I would say, there's a jaguar there, mawhipai auaga naihi, and that's the spoken language with consonants and vowels. I could whistle it, where all the tones and the syllables are represented in the whistle speech, or I can hum it.
Here, two Pidaha boys use song speech to describe an animal they saw on a jungle path. But it's what Everett says Pidaha lacks that's really raised scientists' eyebrows.
It lacks number words. It lacks counting, it lacks color words, it lacks quantifier words, it lacks recursion.
Now, it's surprising enough that people could live without numbers, counting, and color words, but it's that last item, recursion, that's the real bombshell. Recursion is a technical name for our ability to put one phrase inside another. For instance, you can take the phrase, that Jack built, and put it in the sentence, this is the house that Jack built. So why is that important? David Pizetsky, professor of linguistics at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, explains.
Some people have suggested that recursion is the most fundamental principle governing language, and if it's what gives us an unlimited set of things we can say, but given that the number of words we know is always bounded.
In other words, it's recursion that gives human language its infinite range of expression. That idea has been championed by linguistics heavyweight Noam Chomsky and his colleagues, who've proposed that recursion is the one essential ingredient separating human language from animal communication. But Everett says this supposedly key feature is nowhere to be found in Pitaha. The reason, he thinks, is the Pitaha sensibility, their focus on immediate experience. That, Everett believes, may explain the lack of complex indirect constructions in their language. If true, it would be a case of culture shaping deeper aspects of grammar. And this, too, flies in the face of Chomskyan theory. Chomskyans believe the fundamental structure of language is hardwired in the brain and is the same across all cultures. Everett's counterargument is such a radical departure, he kept it to himself for years.
I realized that if I said what I thought, which was that the culture was influencing the grammar, that most linguists were going to think that I was crazy.
Everett finally published his hypothesis in 2005, challenging ideas that have dominated linguistics for the last four decades. And the debate has raged ever since. MIT's David Pazetsky and two co-authors recently issued a scathing critique of Everett's claims. That paper and Everett's equally biting reply are lighting up the popular LingBuzz download site. Some other scientists aren't taking sides, but say Everett's ideas deserve serious consideration.
I actually think this is not unreasonable to make these very strong claims.
Ted Gibson is a professor of cognitive science and linguistics at MIT.
But his claims are interesting. You know, whether or not they're true, they're interesting.
Gibson recently took his own research team to the Amazon to study the Pitaha for themselves. So far, he hasn't found anything to contradict Everett's claims, but he says more study is needed before anyone can say for sure whether Dan Everett's right or not. But whatever the outcome, Everett is convinced the Pitaha have a lot to teach us. For NPR News, I'm Robert Polly.